Krishna Nika Comedy, Forenoon Pastimes, Purvalna Leela, 8:36 to 10:48 a.m. Going to the Forest. Krishna's handsome coward boyfriends named Subal, Angsu, Varutapa, Devaprashta, and Sridham, and his very powerful friends named Vishala, Rishabha, Stoka Krishna, and Arjuna, who all have similar natures as Krishna, gather in Nanda's courtyard before accompanying Krishna to the forest. After bathing, cleansing their bodies, and eating sumptuously, all the coward boys look robust and radiant. They wear peacock feathers in their hair and hold flutes, sticks, and ropes for tying the calves. They're ornamented with fruits and flowers, colored clay, ankle bells, and gunja berries. With great enthusiasm, they call out to Krishna, "Hey, Sakha, all glories to you. Now wake up and let us go play in the forest." Hearing his friend's appeal, Krishna rises from bed, rubs his lotus eyes, and discards his sleeping clothes. After bathing, Krishna dresses suitably for playing in the forest and herding the cows. Shama wears a most attractive, iridescent peacock feather and a string of shiny red gunja berries in his topknot. Sapphire earrings and clusters of punaga flowers adorn his ears. Necklaces of pearl and gunja berries hang on Krishna's broad chest. Thus attired in yellow cloth and a variety of ornaments, Krishna looks marvelous as he prepares to enter the forest. Following the order of Nanda and Yashoda, the coward boys also accept more ornaments and clothing and then walk behind Krishna in a jolly mood. They also bring along some boxes of tambula and jewel-inlaid water jugs. Now that the cows have been milked in the presence of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna orders the servants to lead the calves to a separate area. The cows, with restless hearts and upraised ears, moo affectionately while fixing their eyes on Krishna as they wait for him to take them to the forest. When Krishna walks along the road, the birds flying in the sky worship him by showering heaps of fragrant flowers. The women of Braj worship him from their windows with the petals of their lotus eyes. The toddlers on the roadside worship Krishna by saying, "Joy, joy," in soft, indistinct voices. The village elders standing in their doorways offer blessings to Krishna as he passes by. Nanda and Yashoda cannot bear a moment's separation from Krishna, so they follow their son to the forest. But due to their strong parental affection, they continually come in front to smell Krishna's head and embrace him again and again. Finally, Krishna addresses them with sweet words, "Now you should return to your home." Bidding farewell, Krishna joins his boyfriends and approaches the cows. The multitudes of white cows, shining like the effulgence of the moon on Lord Shiva's head, appear like the island of Shvetadvipa. Lord Sridhar, the husband of Lakshmi, ever enacts his pastimes in Shvetadvipa, but this Shvetadvipa now stands before Krishna, waiting to enact the pastimes of cow herding. Krishna's cows can produce an ocean of milk, and they are more attractive than the ocean of milk. Even Lakshmi, who appeared from the ocean of milk, is astonished by the sight of Krishna's cows. These cows extinguish the fame of all the Kamadhenus in the universe. What more can be said? How can one adequately describe these cows, who are the Vedas incarnate, and whose milk is daily drunk by Krishna? When the cows see Krishna approaching with his friends, they automatically form rows and start walking. As they fill the directions with their blissful mooing, Krishna's cows create a festival of delight for the ears. Sridham, Subal, and other coward boys run beside, behind, and in front of Krishna, shouting, "I will touch Krishna first." The jeweled ornaments, gunja necklaces, and the peacock feathers atop their heads glitter in all directions. The pleasing sounds of their flutes, horns, and panpipes combine with the sweet, blissful mooing of the cows to rival the rumbling of thunder. As this music resounds through the heavens, the demigods lose their gravity and glorify Krishna's procession with shouts of "Jai! Jai!" The cows drop constant streams of milk from their udders as they prance happily before Krishna. Upon reaching the edge of Vrindavan, the cows stand still and turn their faces toward Krishna, as if expressing their inner desires. Seeing this and understanding their hearts, the most merciful and playful Krishna, the giver of love, along with Balaram and the cowherd boys, leads the cows to a stretch of land covered with succulent, attractive green grass. Because new sprouts appear at every moment, the amount of grass is inexhaustible. After bringing the cows to this wide plot of land covered with emerald green grass, Krishna glances at the cows and then enters the forest playground of Cupid. Krishna smiles sweetly and affectionately as he stands in a threefold bending pose, leaning on his stick in the shade of a favorite kadamba tree, kissing the flute with his red lips. Krishna sends sweet melodies in all directions to call the cows before him. Krishna's mind becomes attracted to wherever he casts his glance. The herd of the white Surabhi cows, like an insurmountable moat in the ocean of milk whose waves are agitated by the wind, intensifies the beauty of Vrindavan. As soon as the cows munch grass from one area, the place immediately sprouts fresh blades of grass. The cows become completely satisfied by eating that grass. The lands traversed by the cows are the sites of Krishna's joyous transcendental pastimes. The cows shake their tails only to increase the splendor of the scene, not to chase away horseflies or mosquitoes. Their ears forever yearn for the nectar of Krishna's flute. Their eyes long to see his lotus face. Their minds desire Krishna's form, and their voices want to call out to him. Overcome with affection, some fortunate cows walk right up to Krishna, instead of satisfying their longing by gazing at him. The bulls, being thrilled by Krishna's glance, cannot leave his presence. These bulls are very dear to Krishna, so he lovingly strokes them with his hands, and they respond by obeying his orders. The cowherd boys spread out, walking behind the cows. Some boys stand beside Krishna and sing his glories. Whether close by or far away, all the cows and boys receive the same affection from Krishna as they offer to him.